For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Hannah Moore, senior captain and forward out of Burlington, Ontario. And first of all, Hannah, congratulations again on a great last year season. Of course, 21 wins. Your team's kind of set the bar high coming into the season, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, we're really excited, but we're not going to look back and we're not going to look forward. We're just going to focus on the next game coming up.
Number 4 in the preseason polls for the WCHA, highest ever for this team. Number 9 in the USCHO national poll. Does that mean anything to you guys this early in the season?
I mean, it's exciting and it's motivating, but just like Coach said, he just wants us to focus on the now and get the little wins in here and there, and hopefully we can stay where we are or get better.
With a season like your team had last year, is there any pressure coming into the season?
I mean, there's always going to be pressure, but we're going to just try to do the best we can, I guess, and play our game. We have a really quick team, so we'll bring it on the ice.
Of course, with a season like you did last year, making it to the WCHA championship game, does that kind of help motivate your team? Obviously, your team had a great offseason, didn't they?
Yeah, I think that we just need to work towards that and make it to that final game and win this time. And it's something that we are so close that we just want it that much more.
Well, I know you and Stephanie mentioned on it in the press conference here earlier about those little games last year that if you would have won those, they would have gotten you into the national tournament. Now this year, when you play against those teams, you're going to have a little bit more to work for, won't you?
Yeah, I think we'll want it just that much more. And we know every point counts, especially in this league. So we got to collect everything we can starting this weekend.
Got a great group of incoming freshmen, 5 of them. What do you expect to see out of them, and what have you seen so far?
Gosh, we got some good freshmen coming in here. They're all looking really good, and the competition's right there. Everybody's battling, competing at practice, and I'm really excited to see what they can bring to our team.
You were named captain before the season started, along with 3 other teammates that'll be helping you, Whitney Wyvoda, Evena Bilic, and Stephanie Anderson. What does it mean to be part of such a group?
It's pretty awesome. I mean, obviously, every year the seniors get to know each other over 4 years. These girls are dear to me, and starting with Whit, she's quirky, she's funny, she brings the light side of things to people, and she's really positive out there, and she gets people going. She's got that wicked backhand, too, we all know. Evena, she's a leader by example out there. She's always there to get people going, and she motivates people just by the way she plays and the way she encourages people. Steph, she's got that hard shot. Nobody can stop it. She'll be flying by everybody, and people really look up to her, especially with Team USA, and that's my roommate, too.
And I can't forget Evena and all those block shots last year.
Oh, gosh, yeah. She just threw her body everywhere, and she's so quietly humble about it, but she's one of our top players, so.
Besides those 3 players you mentioned, what are the other strengths of your team?
We have a strong group. I think we're pretty fast this year, and we're looking really strong. We've been battling in practice like it's mid-season already. I've seen a difference between a few years ago, beginning of the season, versus now even, so it's pretty exciting to see what's going to happen.
Did you do anything fun in the off season?
Well, Kelly, I worked in insurance full-time, so as funny as that could be, I went to the beach on the weekend, went on the boat. I got my Swedish citizenship, so I am a dual citizen, Canadian and Swedish, so I guess that's my interesting summer.
Okay, so that takes me to my next question. At any point, do you see yourself after your college career possibly playing over in Sweden?
Yeah, actually, I've been looking at applying to schools over there while playing, so I'll get my MBA while playing some more hockey because I don't want it to be over.
Of course not. Of course, first things first, first weekend of hockey here at the Sanford Center. Robert Morris, what do you expect to see out of the Colonials?
They're going to come hard, and we've played them a few years now, and it's back and forth pretty good, so we really need to get these points out of them and bring them our speed, I think.
Hannah, as always, fun conversation. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you, Kelly.